Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Safar 1444. We present to you the report back of last week's activities. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, you must proclaim it, announce it. But we must not say, I did it, we did it. Nay, we are non-entities, we are sinners and transgressors. Say, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. Hazrat Zulqarnain, he built a big, huge wall to protect the people and the masses from Gog and Magog, Ya'juj, Ma'juj. Quran Sharif makes reference to it, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي, the mercy of my beloved Allah. So that is what we should be saying as well. Secondly, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah." When you don't thank people, you are not grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah in the real sense of the word. So therefore, we need to thank people also for all the bounties, favors, and kindness which they shower us with. So the hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillah, the morning program is going very well. We're going earlier and earlier now. We started spring and September. So now the Adhan goes at 5 past 5, 10 past 5 or so our program starts. And mashallah, the non-Muslims are glued to it. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatum min Rabbi. And you can see what keen interest they have. And we have an open book, you know. We don't have to hide anything. We have the best. We have Islam. We want to share it with the rest, and therefore we open the lines for them. Send whatever question you want in, and inshallah that is how we will answer it as well. So we must make dua. Allah Jalla Wala gives them hidayah. They are good people, majority of them, but they are priests, or they are, you know, rabbi, or they are spiritual leaders, or whoever is not teaching them the real truth. They all have a hidden agenda and ulterior motives. So we must present something better for them, which will give them true success in this world and in the year after. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Goodness in this world and goodness in the year after. Waqina adhab an-nar. And save us, O Almighty Allah, from the punishment of the fire. Direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Chapter number 2, verse 201. So alhamdulillah, this is going well. Then our tafsir also is going well. You know, we're doing tafsir in three ways. In the morning that we are doing 1-2 verses. Now we're busy with Surah Hajj. There's so many discussions there and so forth. And thereafter that from 1:05 after the Zohar Azan to 1:30. So we are now finishing the 28th juz. Now we started the 29th juz. And that is Tabarak Alladhi. Today we ended the Surah with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So two Jews left there basically, 29 and 30. And then 1:30 to 2, mashallah, we finished Surah Rum also. So in that way there, now we started with the Surah. So which is that after Surah Rum. And we are now busy with Surah Luqman and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that tomorrow we will start with Surah Luqman, inshaAllah. So what do you see? That there also is like two Jews approximately, right till Yasin. Then from Yasin right onwards we got there. So that is how we've got it. So inshaAllah make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, liftiqa'i wajhillah, that for the sole pleasure of Almighty Allah, we complete the Quran Sharif, we completed it thrice. But with Allah's help, mercy, we want to complete it this time. And everything must be recorded properly, inshallah. And that could be the Sadaqah Jariyah. Allah reward the capital group. Allah Ta'ala reward our teachers, our parents. Allah Ta'ala reward the team. Thousands and thousands of people benefit from it. Millions of people. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim must not be just to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim must be to finish our life in the khidmah, in the service of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, who passed away and is buried there in Istanbul, Turkey. In his books, if you look, is written there, Fadilatu Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Khadibul Kitabi wa Sunnah. I am just here to make khidmat of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. So wonderful way of explaining it, remember that. So thereafter, then we have, mashallah, the Q&A, so that's still our flagship program, and you know, we have it on Sirius FM, Allah Ta'ala reward, Faisal Asmal, our brother Faisal, and his son, brother Yusuf Asmal, all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, alhamdulillah. And then we have the bliss of marriage with Sirius FM, so that also, mashallah, I see people, they really like it and so forth. It shows actually, you know, sometimes people write and send us emails or WhatsApp. They say they're listening to the bliss of marriage, but there's very little bliss, there's more problems there. So long time ago, maybe 10 years ago or more, when I was with CII, you know, I was there 17 years and before that 20 years Newcastle, all Allah's mercy, Allah's help. Wonderful, wonderful experience. 20 years there in Newcastle, 17 years with CII. Now yeah, with Allah's help, mashallah, Allah accept for Allah taqabool for my Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. So we had that program called Bliss of Marriage. So the one person, he was a sharpshooter. He told me, you must change this name here. So I said, what you mean I must change the name, Bliss of Marriage? He said, no, the more I hear this program, then it's more about before bliss, you must put I. So it becomes the Iblis of Talaq. Astaghfirullah, Allah protect us. So see, he's thinking, bliss, put I, and become Iblis. So Iblis of Talaq. Because so many talaq and divorce. So therefore, brother, sister, husband, wife, you must try all the means available to save the marriage and not to break the marriage. Jorna, naketorna, and cry to Allah. Everything is in the control of Allah. Remember that. So, Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. We can give you advices. The ulama can give you advices. The jamiats in the country can give you advices. All that can happen, but end of the day it will be your decision. So therefore, you have to save the marriage as far as possible. وَسُلْحُ خَيْرِ. So read Surah 25, verse 74. Read the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the 99 names of Allah daily, and read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you create love when you see your wife sees you, already the attraction is there, you want to embrace one another, you want to meet one another, and so forth. So that is not a house, it's not a home, it is Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. So these are the issues we need to grapple with and answer and bring it alive. Remember, end of the day, we are sending signals to our children. You know, when I used to teach in Newcastle, I could tell you exactly. that who came from a stable home and broken home, because majority of our students were from Cape Town, and more than half the students would come from broken homes. You could just see sometime when you speak the sadness in their eyes, because they're either living with the mother or the father, and you know, divorce, or they don't know what happened, and because all this happened when they were so young. And the youngster who came from a stable family, you could see that he was brought up differently. So remember that when we keep on fighting husband, wife, parents and so forth, then you're sending a very, very negative message to your children, and then they suffer from the inferiority complex. They suffer, you must remember, lack of confidence. Then they have anxiety attacks, and it just goes on and on. So think properly what we are doing. Wednesday evening, mashallah, I read Asr here in the Khanka, then went to Darul Zakariya, mashallah, we had tea, and I tell Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahab about the news going on in the world and what's happening, really speaking, and then Hazrat, we go read Maghrib Salat. Hazrat teaches, mashallah, Ibn Majah is finished now, Sahih Muslim, and it was all good chapters for us, you know, all to do about this eating, drinking, and hunting, and all those kind of things there. So, you got lot of things to learn, mashallah. And thereafter, then we sit and I make a list of all questions I have and so forth. Then after Isha, I come back. I know when I come back here, it's exactly 9 o'clock, you know. But it's dark on the way because sometimes you have load shedding and so forth. Speaking of load shedding, you know, last week we had load shedding 2-3 times. It wasn't load shedding from the ESCOM side. There was a problem here somewhere. So for the first day, for about 20 hours plus, and the next day, I think 8 hours, 10 hours, I don't know exactly. So then we had to put on the generator and in this and this inverter and lot of things and all this. So if you just look at it, 100% they to blame. You know, no maintenance, no competent people, whatever it is you want to say. But end of the day, for us as Muslims, what is the greater lesson? We had it too good for too long. Remember that we take the ordinary Muslim, we had running water and we have our own bathrooms and our own, you know, bedrooms and what we have, everything we have, and suddenly now the bounties are getting snatched away. La in shakartum, if you are grateful, la azidannakum, I will increase my bounties and favors for you. Wala in kafartum, kafartum here means from kufran. If you are ungrateful, inna azabi la shadid, then my punishment also is very severe. So always try and make shukr. Inculcate this habit in your children, in your spouses, and every day we all must read and perform 2 rakat salatu shukr. Thank Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, it is your ever recurring bounties that are showering upon us and recurring upon us. And if things are going our way, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Things are not going our way, unfavorable conditions, praise Allah, Alhamdulillah, Yala Kulli Hal. Ya Allah, in all cases, circumstances, still we will praise you. Wa na'udhu bika min hali ahli nar. And O Allah, we seek your protection from the condition of the people in Jahannam who are destined to go to Jahannam. The hadith in Tirmidhi. So if you don't know the whole dua, at least read Alhamdulillah, Yala Kulli Hal. So these are the lessons Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. And then I have supper, and then, you know, all. So, mashallah, so that's my program set. Tuesday and Monday night, Q&A, Tuesday night of Syria in Jami Masjid. So, mashallah, our India brothers, majority of them, they sit, you know. And then, because I tell them, ask any question in English, Urdu, Gujarati, Meman, whatever you want, Arabic. So, mashallah, we used to have some Egyptian brothers, but they left yet, and I don't see them in lands anymore. So, anyway, remember, that is also going on, Allah, Kabul for my Allah accepted. So when is the night we go there? And Thursday, mashallah, we have our fiqh lesson. So now we started the chapter on nikah. So it's a long chapter. So that is now we gave all you the recipes, you know. So when we speak to the ladies, we say recipe. When we speak to the men, we say the prescriptions. So the 10 recipes, you'll all know it, and all of you getting married. So mashallah, soon inshallah, you're getting married now, September, October, November this year. So, mashallah, you're getting married now before Ramadan 1444. So you must learn all these type of things, inshallah. Thereafter, so then afternoon, then I have to go to Master Panoli, our Bhai Bilal Ben Panoli. So we know him for many, many years, mashallah, the three of them there. Bhai Bilal is the owner, then he got Bhai Shafiq there and Bhai Akram there. So all from India. And you know, when you go to barber shop, you get a lot of samachar. You know what is samachar? Samachar is the news of the world. What's happening in India, what's happening in Pakistan, what's happening here and there and everywhere. And you must just get one to other India guys who will come there, and then they'll say, "Tamane kabalchi, who to you?" And then, so I just listen and we see what they're saying and all this. So they, among themselves, they speak Gujarati and so forth. But with us, they speak Urdu, and we prefer it that way also, alhamdulillah. Obviously, they speak Hindi as well. One thing I've realized about the Indian Muslim, I'm speaking of the Muslims in India, the youngsters I'm speaking about, that they can speak Hindi, they can write Hindi, they can, you know, read Hindi, all that. But Urdu, they can only speak, they can't write it, and they can't read it. You know, remember that. And that, I feel, is a big, big deficiency. All of the Indians, remember, Urdu, Hindi to speak is very easy. But they must learn how to read Urdu and write Urdu. I told them, right, there's a Gita book, they read it. So they said, no, we can't read Urdu. I say, Ajib. So remember that the Ajib means strange. So that is what they see. We must never suffer. It's like when we were in school, so we had to learn English and Afrikaans. It was compulsory in the 60s and all that. So you must know how to read, how to write, how to speak, all these things regarding a language. Now, because of no practice and all that, so the Afrikaans is gone a little bit peaky-peaky, like, you know, it's gone weak-like. But otherwise, we were very good in Afrikaans. We could write all those things, you know, the composition and all this. They were there to study this book and this book and all this. So anyway, that was just came in by the way. So that was Thursday. Then Friday, mashallah, Allah reward our brother Uwais. So Uwais studies here in the university, so he makes all the arrangements. Few weeks ago we went to Wurz, mashallah, and there was a very good response. So I told Uwais, you make all the arrangements, just pick me up and then we go. So mashallah, he was here at about 11:30, 11:40 or so we left. And I remember we were there at UJ. UJ is University of Johannesburg. That's the title for today's report back. UJ, University of Johannesburg. So trip to UJ. You might wonder what is UJ, University of Johannesburg. In the olden days, it was RAU, Rand Afrikaans University. When I studied there and so forth, because it's Afrikaans University, I had to give an application that no, my thesis, all that will be in English and all that, and they accepted it and so forth. Then I wrote that Imam Tirmidhi's contribution and all that, with Allah's help, all that. So it was Kamlo Day Pass with distinction. And the day of the graduation, subhanallah, it was the night of Eid. So I remember, so from Newcastle I came here, and then they said, you're not allowed to wear techies, you're not allowed to wear jeans. So this is now 89-90, you know. So in a case like that, that I'm thinking, look at them, you see the Africana culture and Christian culture, that everything must be done properly. So I told them, me, I don't wear, but I don't wear your clothes. Also, no, it's fine, no problem. So if I want to go, like, you know, and so forth. So it was for me like double Eid, like, so it was very good. So anyway, all this, so when I went there now, I'm looking around, so I recognize few buildings, but after how many years now I'm going? So then I translated the khutbah there from the car. We just look for some shade. And Sheikh Bandar Balila, these imams of the haram, I think they're so frightened now that if they speak one wrong word, they know wrong too. They'll put them in jail. What they did to Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, you know. So 10 years, Allah Ta'ala make easy for all of them. So anyway, you must remember, he just gave a simple, straightforward khutbah about knowledge and so forth. I think 7 minutes, 8 minutes, less than 10 minutes, the whole khutbah was finished, I think. So then I had to add a lot of things there and make it much more, you understand, informative than dua. And then I went out, and then mashallah, these youngsters, there's an African brother there, Brother Abdul Salam, and he's got good fikr there, mashallah. He's like the head, you know, of the Musalla, the Jamaat Khana, rather say Musalla. So, and he got a nice place there and so forth. So, mashallah, we were there about 20 past 12 because they said 25 past 12 is Azan. So, I did 2 rakat salat, Azan went, and then I delivered the lecture and so forth. And thereafter, they gave time for sunnah and what have you. So, after Adhan was time for sunnah and then the lecture. And mashallah, then our lecture was 20 minutes, I think. And again, I spoke about what is the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You must have your foundation solid. No Shia business and Qadiani business and all. And second, all of you youngsters get married immediately, as soon as possible. Remember, you're living in a toxic environment. Wherever you go, there's women there, there's men there, and so forth and so. And third, I address them about the future, that whatever field you are doing, make sure every day you give some money pro bono, that free of charge service. You're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're an engineer, whatever you are, so in that way. And I told the sisters, see, everybody knows my fatwa and my feeling on this, that we not in favor of this, because we know what happens. And nowadays it's very clear, either that Muslim majority we speak, they will lose their haya, shame and modesty, or either the virginity, or either the iman and Islam. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. But that is a reality. We can't push everything under the carpet and or adopt the hostage mentality, you know. So we need to be clear on these type of issues as well. Then I told them I'm here, you know, and mashallah, oh, they brought, I must tell you this, and I need something from you all, the listeners. So, mashallah, that they brought one asa. Asa is a stick. You know how long that stick is, subhanallah. So I put it there, nearly touched the roof there, you know, of theirs. It's not so high, but that stick was really one of the biggest. So I told them, when I was there at Wurz, there was no stick there. So me, I'm tall, you know, I need something as a support. So I told that youngster, well, go bring something. So he brought the broomstick, you know. So we just turn it a little bit around, the feather duster, and then we use that. So I told them, no, we'll arrange for you. So any one of you that you know somebody in Wurz, or you just contact me or contact Brother Uwesi, and mashallah, that you just sponsor one nice big asa, and not now so long, like, understand, like a big, big vuvuzela or something. So mashallah, nice size, and you give it there to Wurz for the Musalla, so they also got one there. And yeah, mashallah, so I told them jokingly, you understand, this one, yeah, maybe we can make it half, send half to Wurz. So you who are to give, you must make the nice intention that, so you have a nice asa there, because me to deliver khutbah, I must have asa, otherwise I might tumble down, another story, you know, because you must have a solid balance and all that. So anyway, that was, then we had a wonderful Q&A, about 20 brothers, 18, 20 of them were there, and lot of questions. I told them there's no censorship. You ask whatever you want to. I only got one condition. Don't take anybody's name. So we had a good discussion, and therefore I like to go to the universities. I want to show them that we have Islam. It's Allah's favor. We have Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our role model. So never suffer from a complex. You will learn this and you will learn that and so forth. So normally when our people come out and graduate, they suffer from an identity crisis, you know, an inferiority complex, and so many issues they face. So alhamdulillah, it went very, very well. I remember by the time I came here back home was just before 4 from my acne, you know, and I was exhausted and tired and so forth. But it's all well worth it. Allah will accept it. Then Saturday, mashallah, was another busy day with all this load shedding and what was going on there. It all takes its toll eventually, you know. So phone here, all those things, the radio and a lot of issues. But Allah makes everything easy. We beg Allah, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, that Allah is the best protector, the most merciful one. To show mercy is He alone. And sometimes we dislike something, but in the long run it turns out to be a blessing in disguise. وَأَسَانْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. So all that Allah Ta'ala reward all the brothers and that were helping, assisting and so forth. And That was Saturday, and then we had visitors and so forth and so on. Then Sunday has become busy day. So mashallah that we read Fajr in the earliest place we can read, and thereafter that, you know, we go to Darul Zakaria, and then we speak a little bit, and then it's breakfast, and then the majlis starts. So mashallah, Qari Muhsin was reading. He left for Pakistan also, mashallah. And I sent one radio with them for Hazrat Mufti Sahib's son also, you know, Rashid, because he knows English and all that. So I can see he's following our program sometimes. So mashallah, so we sent for him there. He can inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala make them whatever purpose they're going for. He, Mona Farooq Sahib, and them, Allah make it easy for them. And thereafter, I spoke about Qadiani Azam. That's another big fitna coming up and so forth in Urdu. We sent it out now to you. So anybody wants, then you just write the Qadiani and we'll send it to you. And thereafter, Maulana Burhan spoke, mashallah, and he spoke about Safar and the month. There's no superstition and bad omen. And then Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke, mashallah, and then the zikr and dua, and then I went there 1 hour again. And then Hazrat had to leave. I came back home 11 o'clock, and then I have to rest, and then afternoon Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. Very interesting, mashallah. So all our programs like this, we send it out. Make dua for us and the ummah at large. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan
marhaba. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.